Excuse me, recording has been started.
Thank you ever so much, Jay. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the CWG-UCTN call on the 23rd of May 2016. On the call today, we have Alexander Schubert, Carlos Raul Gutierrez, Heather Forrest, Sarah Longdon Orr, Maxime Alzober, Ron Sherwood, Sebastian Pences, and Griffin Barnett. We received apologies from Anne-Beth Lang, Suzanne Payne, Colin O'Brien, Sana Salman, Laura Hutchinson, and Panagiotis Papaspiliopoulos. From staff, we have Bart Buswinkle, Marika Koenigs, Lars Hoffman, Brian Atkinson, Yoki Bracken, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you.
Thank you, Natalie. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Few conversations over the last few days, and in view that we are finishing the arrangement for our face-to-face meetings in Helsinki, we think it's appropriate to concentrate on the on those sessions, because we expect to have a good discussion. We want to discuss with all of you what the best framework for those meetings should be. So if there is agreement to start right away with the Helsinki meetings before we continue with the agenda, I would like to give the mic to Bart Buswinkle, who has prepared a very interesting way to analyze what is coming up to us. So Bart, would you please?
Thank you, Carlos, and welcome. So I see somebody else is joining. What you see in front of you is what I've just sent by email to the list. It's an overview of some discussion points for a forum, cross-community forum under auspices of the CCNSO on Wednesday afternoon in the CCNSO room. The CCNSO Program Working Group agreed to host that meeting, and it will be, as I said, in Wednesday from 3:15 until 4:45 in the CCNSO meeting room. So that's the session I'm going to focus on. What is still up in the air is a meeting between the working group / co-chairs of the working group and the GAC working group. If that continues, that will be on Tuesday, right after lunch. But so we'll keep you abreast of these events when we know more. And that's, again, up to the working group. So let me take you through the mind map you see in front of you and on the screen. As you may recall, we had a brief discussion on the previous call around a possible session discussing a little bit, make it a little bit more broader than just the CTN, but really go into the need for a harmonized approach. And one of the goals of this working group is to assess the feasibility of such an approach and to share some of the findings to date and the issues the working group is facing, not just this working group, but also with respect to geographic names and some other issues, and to seek and inform the broader community who's interested in this topic who wants to attend it. So first I want to go through the goal or potential goal of the session, and please provide your feedback if you agree or disagree or want to see it changed. Then go into potential topics, because I think the topics at least, they put the taste on the session, then discuss the format with you, and then go into the organization. So that's more the agree on format, identify potential presenters, etc. So that's more the logistical side of it. So let me go into the goal of the session itself first is, based on the discussion on the last call and after consulting the co-chairs, it looks like, one of the goals of the working group is to present an overview of the initiative of the geo names in general, and more specifically on what this working group is doing and what it's trying to achieve for the broader community. And one of the goals, as I said, to achieve is assess, and that's the first step in the process, is assess the feasibility of a harmonized approach. And if you talk about assess the feasibility of a harmonized approach, it's probably what's needed is first to understand what such a harmonized approach is, explain this to the community, who are potential interested parties in such a harmonized approach, and most importantly, probably, because I'm a pragmatic person, is why is it needed? If you can't answer these three questions, then why do we want, or why does the working group want to assess the feasibility? So that's probably the direction of travel outcome for such a session, that the working group has a clear answer, but also that the community understands the need for such an approach and where the working group is at and what is the difference between this working group and the GeoNames working group. So that's one. Any questions regarding the goal or comments before I move forward?
Please, let's stop for a second here and ask for hands and questions. I see Heather wants, and please go ahead, Heather.
Thanks very much, Carlos, and thank you very much, Bart. The thing I particularly like about the way you've set out the goals here is it gives us an opportunity to make a note of the other activities that are happening within ICANN that are potentially overlapping with our scope, and I think it's a good reminder, it's a good way to help the community about that point and concerns that we might have. So I think that's brilliant. Thanks.
Thank you. Alexander, you have your hand up.
Yes, hi. It's Alexander. For those who don't know me, I am the co-founder of Dot Berlin. So we came to ICANN in 2005, Dirk and me, and we said we wanted Dot Berlin. And eventually, after many years, it worked out. So I have dealt with geo-based top-level domains since the end of 2004. And I'm in the process of creating an applicant for the second round, 2019-2020. And my idea is, Why don't we put out an kind of like an RFP that people who are willing to step forward would say show their project for the second round for a geo top level domain. And while most applicants for a generic keyword try to hide their application in order to avoid any competition, those who need the letter of non-objection of the relevant government authority are usually out pretty early, because they need to get all the endorsement from different stakeholders to get the endorsement from the government authority. So who knows, maybe there are already a few entities out there who would share with us what string they would apply for, that could help us to see what the demand is out there. Could also be that it's a little bit too early, because after all, it's 2016 and the next round will be only 19-20.
Thank you, Alexander. I think if you look at this could be part of the topics. Maybe we should revisit it as we discuss the topics. But at this stage, and that's the core of this working group, is say, is to come up and propose a harmonized work. And I think if you look at what you're suggesting is, and that's up for discussion, of course, by the working group, it should be some, it's more part of the, either say the a harmonized approach, yes or no, and secondly, say it's one of the topics, potential topics for discussion, if you look at the, say, either at this stage or in the future. Does that address your point?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, what we have observed in the first round, the 2012 round, was that in certain niches, for example, the community TLDs, there was a lot of theory about how, for example, community TLDs should be processed. And once they all applied, it came to the light of day that, the rules were not not really realistic, and a lot of problems occurred. So as it's probably too early, and as you're right, maybe it's not a topic for this working group, but if there would be entities who would step forward and say what they want to do, it might be tremendously helpful to include their wishes and needs.
Yeah, as you see, it's included in the notes. I think it's one of the say it's definitely a topic that this working group could take into account and take note of. Any other remarks? I see three hands up, Carlos.
Yes, thank you. I want to react to Alexander and tell you that one of our biggest, not worries, but responsibilities is to keep this discussion connected with other ongoing discussions. And you already mentioned two of them. And you can be sure that the reason we want to have a very open conversation in Helsinki is that we keep the other processes informed, or we might want to have closer discussions with the other processes. You can be sure that the PDP on the subsequent rounds is taking note of everything you mentioned. Actually, we were discussing today a questionnaire that we're going to send out, hopefully next week, where we discuss some of the questions that you ask. And so there is this very big effort to cover that area. You also mentioned the issues of competition, and there is a review that is also looking at not only at successful applications, but also failed applications and applications that didn't complete the process. So I think we have to focus right now on the previous work on this group that was very limited, only two-letter codes and three-letter codes. I think Bart made a very heroic gesture to put geo names and the title. I like it because we will discuss as the next step under topics this very interesting third line that he has. Geo names versus country and territory names. So if there is no more comments on that, I think we're exactly at the point where Bart can jump to the next group under topics.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. So if you agree on the goals, then the real question is how to ensure it will be a lively session and that the goals will be met. So the suggestion, again, based on the conversations some time ago and after consulting with the co-chairs, is to first provide a little bit what is called, say, what I've called a general lay of the land, both with respect to say what it means to have a harmonized approach and fragmented approach, and that's probably what we currently have, a fragmented approach, and the most and say that's part of the study group report and etc. An interesting sideline is is issues that, say, or concerns that ASAC have raised, and maybe Jaap can either include it in the chat or allude to it on this call. So that's the general lay of the land, and Jaap, I will get back to you in that way. Say, of course, one of the core issues is the difference between three letter codes, the core of the difference in opinion around how to treat the three letter codes, and it's probably a very good illustration of the difficulties of finding what is a harmonized approach or having a fragmented approach as we currently have, and then a little bit around the difference between geo and names on the one hand side and country and territory names. And this is more around who are the interested parties in this discussion. You could see that the geo names is probably more of interest for the GAC and people interested in new GTLDs and the different stakeholders groups around it, and which would exclude, almost by definition, the CCTLDs, who have a very deep concern around the use of country and territory names. And that was the kickoff of this meeting. And secondly, and that's more looking into the future, but these are, as I said, just suggestions, more looking into the future is even if we could resolve, or even if the group could resolve the issues around three letter codes, it will be a quite, this is just the the second stepping stone until the real issues around the full country names, whether in the long form or short form, as they are listed in the different standards. So what I suggest is that based on, say, that at least the work at the session, these three different topics are highlighted, addressed, and one way or the other come back in the format, some with a bit more explicit than the others, but at least it gives a very full understanding of what is happening. Any questions, suggestions, comments around the topics? And Heather, I see your question around timing. So maybe start with your question, Heather, around the timing, and then go into the topics.
Thanks, Bart. Apologies. My topic probably sits better in format, maybe. It's just occurred to me this schedule is a moving target for Helsinki, and it looks like we have some problems in terms of overlap with the precise timing, and that we're going to bump up against the RPM, GNSO RPM PDP working group. And I wonder if that creates us issues. It certainly creates us issues in terms of we're going to lose some of the people that we need in the room. I'm the council liaison for that PDP as well. And I wonder if we're going to get our knuckles wrapped for overlapping with meetings. I wonder if there's anybody on staff that has a sense of, what we need to bear in mind in terms of timing. Thanks.
Any other additional questions? Otherwise, I can answer it because, I was from staff side on the, organizing this session under the auspices of the program working group.
I see Alexander has his hand up. I don't know.
Alexander?
I'm sorry, but the last two nights I didn't hear anything. I don't know whether this was my... What was the question?
No, you got your hand up. Do you have any issue or...
Oh, no, that's still up.
That's an old hand.
Put it down. Okay.
Yeah, okay,
sorry.
Thank you. If there is nobody... So let me explain a little bit why at least this was scheduled on Wednesday afternoon from a CCNSO perspective. There are two alternatives there were two alternatives for this session. One was the Tuesday afternoon, and the other one was the Wednesday afternoon. The Tuesday afternoon, the CCNSO has a meeting with the GAC on 3:15 until 4:15, and is scheduling another session around the operational planning process later in the afternoon. And that's due to internal CCNSO reasons. So the only slots available were on Wednesday afternoon for this working group. And we realized there are parallel sessions, cross-community parallel sessions on, Tuesday and Wednesday, as there are parallel sessions on Monday, vis-a-vis, for example, Tech Day. So knowing there are parallel sessions, at least from a CCNSO perspective, this was the best solution. The alternative would be putting this later in the afternoon on Wednesday, but then you're opposed to another cross-community working group relating to the cross-community working group square or the principles of cross-community working group in which the CCNSO is participating heavily. So that's the reason why it was scheduled on Wednesday afternoon, fully realizing there are parallel sessions in which, that people have to make a choice between the different sessions. And one of the considerations there was, again, this session around the use of country and territory names is getting a lot of traction right now in the CCTLD community as well, and they are not so much into some of the other sessions on Tuesday and Wednesday. So that was one of the reasons, again, to organize a kind of cross-community or allowing for a cross-community working group session under the auspices of the CCNSO on Wednesday afternoon. Carlos, I see your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Bart. This is Carlos. Very important. So far in the previous meetings, this cross-working group was only part of the agenda of the one-hour meeting with the CCNSO. So we always came rather short. This is really a GNSO-CCNSO working group, not a wide cross-community working group. So I really appreciate your proposal to spend a little bit more time, a full session with the CCNSO. And I think our purpose is really not just to report between the CCNSO and the GNSO, but really have a good discussion and between the two chartering organizations. So I think it's very important that we have this quality time in a framework between the GNSO and the CCNSO type of meetings. And I really like the idea of having 1.5 hours in this framework. Thank you. Even if it's in the afternoon, even if some people have conflicts, I think we really want to focus the discussion right now because we will have to take some decisions what the path forward is. Thank you.
And maybe in addition, this is meeting is definitely not limited to GNSO and CCNSO or CCTLDs and GTLD and GNSO stakeholder groups. It is others are will and are all invited to attend this meeting, and fully realizing it may cause some conflicts, but at least there is a clear intention for making this as cross-community as possible, hence also the inclusion of the ESSEC topic. Marika, you have your hand up.
Yes, hi, this is Marika. I definitely don't mean to butt in, but listening to the conversation on the meeting B schedule, I just wanted to know that as far as I understand it, the idea is that at least the cross-community sessions that are scheduled in the afternoon are as far as possible conflicted time and definitely shouldn't overlap with sessions that are also intended to target the same audience, as that I think is one of the main objectives of the meeting B format, to avoid these clashes that we see in the normal meeting format, to really allow for this kind of open discussion with everyone that has an interest in that topic present. And here we're clearly looking at, targeting at the same time communities that have an interest in both those topics. One point, and I would need to check back, I think as you all know, I think all the SOs and ACs were asked to select what they considered their highest priority for such cross-community conversations. And I know this was one of the topics I think was on the list, but I think it was grouped together with the new GTLD PDP as kind of a topic belonging in that same kind of realm of conversation. So, I'm thinking out loud here, and I don't know if that is indeed something that could even be considered, but whether this could be a subtopic maybe as part of that cross-community session, which I believe is scheduled on Tuesday, I want to say, but I'm not 100% sure of that. And maybe that is another way of indeed getting that platform of broad community participation and getting this issue on the agenda and having some conversation around it. Or alternatively, check in to see whether there are any slots that are expected to free up or maybe need less time to see if there's a possibility to do anything like that.
Thank you, Marika. Any comments? No? Okay.
I think you should go ahead, but I take note that both Alexander and Marika have shown that if we don't move fast, we will end up being a subsegment of the subsequent round. So we better proceed with this discussion right now. I take note of the comments part. Please go ahead. Okay.
So go back to the topics discussion, you mean? Or you want to address this procedure?
Yes,
point?
No. Let's go forward on the format, please.
Okay.
Let's go to your next section.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to the topics point. Is there, as I explained, and maybe I don't know, Jaap, if you want to type in, say, the issue of concern from the ESSEC. Or want to speak on the call about it. But are there any questions, remarks around the topics as I've listed here? Because that was the initial part.
Well, I hope I can say some.
Yeah, go ahead, Jaap.
Okay, I had a lot of network problems earlier, so I wasn't sure. And the ESSEC is looking at the whole naming schedule from kind of a helicopter view, because I mean there are so many people claiming to do having a say in the top level domains. Part of the discussion is whether the story about .onion, I don't know whether anybody knows about this, but that's where people claim to have top-level domain to be reserved because they are using the domain namespace but don't really using it for the DNS protocol. And so the rest of the world should reserve that as a top-level domain name. And it's known as .onion because that's what they want. So basically, the IETF will forbid ICANN to ever release the top-level domain .onion. So that's just one aspect of it. If you look to that more and more, then you see that there are other sources for domain names which people think, which are used. One of them is the ISO 3166 list. The IETF, I said, there is the reversed thing. It's basically, there's a basic problem that none of these groups are talking to each other, and everybody has his own policies, and this habit of picking out just what we in Dutch call a cafeteria model. I mean, you just pick out stuff you want, and the rest you ignore what's done by it. One of the things I see in this discussion is that that the three-letter codes of, and I assume people mean the three-letter code as defined by ISO 3166, and geographic names, these are completely unrelated as far as 3166 ISO is concerned. But they're still using geographic names and ISO codes as if they are the same things, and you know, only generates confusion. And so ESSEC is actually looking now, trying to come up with studying who is doing what and what is actually relevant. The same is geographic names are a specific interesting part of that. And if you consider that the whole of ISO 3166 has nothing to do with geographics, it's only a code to do information internet, information exchange in various fields, and by accident also the internet. But what people are worried about geographic names, really, these codes are for what I would call administrative entities. And so that's why you get the fact that ISO 3166 doesn't even mention .amazon or Patagonia or all these areas which are supranational. And so one of the things ESSEC is looking at is what is actually the complete field and what's happening there. So that's might be, so that's what we're looking at, and there are no results yet at all. But it might be worth to have at least a dialogue, or since we're all in trying to talk to each other, to have some conversation about what's going on there.
Thank you, Jaap. I think, are there any questions for Jaap? And I think, based on this, it really puts some the feasibility, etc., of a harmonized approach and what is meant by it, and say in a broader context. Are there any questions relating to the topics? No? Then I would like to go into the format. If you agree, Carlos.
course.
Okay. Well, now this is more the practicalities of it. Say, how do we bring these different topics and how do we engage the audience in the different topics? First, I think, because this is relatively complicated, we should ask, and depending on the emphasis, etc., on the different topics, what is the present at least the overview of the issues for those who are interested but not very aware of it. It shouldn't take too much time, but at least they should know and understand a little bit of the issues that are discussed by the different communities. And then flowing from that, and this is just your experience from the, these panel discussions, probably more the dialogues, the session is always organized until now on Wednesday afternoon. There are open discussions, no clear direction or no specific outcome needed, but it's more to solicit the views of the community present. Is discussions of one or two or three core issues by some by very small panels. That's one or two people, one opposed and the other in favor of a certain approach. Have a discussion and then engage the community in such a discussion. And these panels should take no more than 10, 15 minutes. That's why we call them, at the time, as a pun to speed dating, speed panels. In order to do this, you need to identify core topics and you need to identify core presenters. And you want to have a bit of a moderated discussion in order to allow the communities to participate. And then the basic idea, at least, and this is again copied from these meetings in CC&O format, is that you start sensing the temperature of the room on one or a few specific questions. And again, this is moderated after the discussion. So it's per topic, a brief discussion on very high speed, and then engage the community as much as possible by asking them specific questions, and then sense the temperature of the room around these specific topics where they stand. Is there any questions around this format, or do you think you want another format, other suggestions? Carlos, over to you.
Yes, thank you, Bart. Here, really, we want the whole group of participants to think aloud. I mean, Alexander made a point at the beginning of some new ideas, like a second national CCTLD for Germany, and we have faced other moments in the discussion where some countries said no way three-letter codes, the other one said yes, one three-letter codes but approved by the government. Here we really want to hear your ideas, what kind of conflicts, let's call them, let's face them, you want to present, and we want active participation. If you can come up with some ideas, I want this point to be discussed in that session and write a sentence or two on that. And suggest who might present your case or who is opposed to your case. We would like to try to try this format to see where the friction is and try to capture the reaction of the people. So really, this is open for the group to develop these issues to bring into the formats.
Alexander?
If I understood you right, you are looking for someone who would explain their project as an example, so that it could be discussed as an example.
We would like to discuss this in this group, Alexander. Maybe not in the session, but before we go into the session, we would like to have those ideas discussed between this call and the next call.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to. I'm probably not going to discuss the project that I'm just now starting. But I have an a case that is very similar, yet not three letter. It's four letter. So I could share a four letter case that is almost identical. In my case, it's a three letter geoname that is also a country code.
Okay, thank you. So, Carlos, what I'm looking for feedback from this group at this stage as well is, say, if this type of setup to discuss the topics is acceptable, would that work for this group to get to achieve the goals? Because, say, you can do it differently as well. You can have a very broad panel discussion or just presentations and ask questions to the audience. But, say, the experience we have within the CCNSO organizing these different type of sessions is this is a very, very nice format to discuss different topics relatively quickly, relatively in-depth, and engage the community, because I think that's what the working group wanted. Heather, I see your hand up.
Right, thank you. I think the format is great for capturing the goals. As you say, there's a number of ways we could go about doing this, but I think this is a pretty good approach. What I would like to see us do is have a bit more of a brainstorm on whether we're able to continue with the time slot that's been suggested, given the fact that you're going to miss a number of GNSO people. It might just be CCNSO people in the room, in which case, you know, it'd be an effective discussion for the CCNSO, but that's not what's intended. And to the extent that we can seize this time that we've apparently been allotted, or at least we're on the agenda in subsequent proceedings, I guess we need to liaise with the staff that's working on their format and see how we can make this work in there. Thanks.
Thank you. So, may I suggest that we get back to the working group on this one and how to sort this? Because, say, from wearing my CC hat, I do have other concerns if it's going to be fully in the consecutive rounds, knowing that a lot of people are not interested in that. And say this way you will have 90 minutes instead of maybe 10 or 15. But that's...
Part of Heather, I'll just respond very quickly. I take your point, but we know a number of us, you know, I hadn't realized this overlap with RPMs, and the folks that we need in the room are going to include some of the people in RPMs. I just am worried about B. I've had a sick feeling in the stomach about meeting B from the beginning. The risk that we have is we're going to have the whole point of meeting B is we're supposed to avoid overlaps, and we have an overlap, and we're all frustrated. As I say, we put this forward as a topic in the GNSO as a standalone topic, and that's what kind of spurred us off to thinking about can we see CCNSO time. And here we are with an overlap. So I don't know how we best achieve this. Like, I'd love to have the 90 minutes, but if we're going to get 90 minutes and not enough people in the room, then I guess that's a challenge. Like, either way, I think we can go ahead with this in the proposed time, and then there's just a risk that it's a great discussion for the CCNSO, and a number of us are going to be sorry to miss it. So I guess we just have to see how we go. Thanks.
Yep, we'll see. And as I suggested, let's take this first off time and let's get back by this, say, relatively quickly, because until now it's not been scheduled officially, in the sense it's not included in the overall schedule yet. It needs to be done by Wednesday. So we need to reach conclusions on this topic by Wednesday. No further comments regarding the format. Let's go into the final bit around the organization. And this is what we've been discussing to a certain extent. So as I said, the slot is available on Wednesday on the auspices of the CCNSO. And let me be very clear, if it's going to be organized this way, it will be organized as a cross-community forum on Wednesday afternoon, because it's during the blocks of cross-community sessions. I think, in general, based on the discussions now, so that's open still for discussion over the next couple of days, that we need to say that this working group, or at least the people who are on the call, agree on the format. The next step would be to identify the core topics that need to be organized, a session chair, moderators, presenters, and the speed panelist. So that's once, say, we reach agreement on the timing, etc., that we need to start identifying. So the core topics, session chairs, moderators, presenters, and speed panelists. And then the next step is approaching the presenter and the panelist, etc. But say, based on, say, the discussion, what I've, say, listened and the feedback until now, say, the real first question is whether the working group wants to continue to do this under auspices on Wednesday afternoon, or whether it will be the 10 minutes on Tuesday. Secondly, if we continue, then we need to start identifying the core topics and the other logistical aspects of the session. So identify the people. That's all I had to say regarding the bit around the organization at this stage. Questions, remarks?
Okay, we have no questions right now, but we really encourage the people in the group to come back to the list if they have comments between now and Wednesday. If I understood it right, Bart, we have to close and confirming on Wednesday. Is that right?
Yes, that's regarding whether, and that's the core question. Say the offer is there that on Wednesday afternoon, on the auspices of the CCNSO, we organize a kind of forum around the topics we just presented. Unfortunately, I can't do, say, we can't do, and that was discussed by the CCNSO, do it in other ways. And on Wednesday, we need to submit, the reservations to ICANN, and then it will be announced and included in the full schedule as well. So that's for Wednesday. Once this working group agrees or disagrees, say if it disagrees, then it makes our lives easier. But once it agrees, then we need to start working on the topics, session chair, etc. So the first real big question is around the timing of the session and whether to really make it turn this into a cross-community forum. So that
Thank
needs
you,
to be done
Bart.
By Wednesday.
Yes, Bart, I don't know exactly who is the liaison of the CCNSO to the PDP on the subsequent rounds, but we also have to talk with them. We have a long session in the GNSO Council on the subsequent rounds, and of course, this issue will be raised in a shorter time period, but certainly will be discussed in one of the mornings. So I will talk to Avery or Jeff or write a note and copy you, Bart, so we can also coordinate with them and see what kind of time they want to spend on this in their own meeting, and if they will also support us in the proposed time frame and proposed format. So
that's okay, but just for in response to your question, to my knowledge, there is no CCNSO liaison to the subsequent round.
Another good point to remember. I'll designate you, Bart, for the time being. So we have here the agenda. Let me come back. So if there is no other question, the Helsinki meeting, if somebody wants to comment on the Helsinki meeting, or should we move forward? Let's move forward, and sorry for taking almost all of the call on the planning for Helsinki, but I will ask if there are other issues somebody wants to raise. Well, you must be tired from so many calls this Monday. Bart, do you have any comments? Or?
No, I think that the real issue is around the timing. That's the first, and that needs to be resolved first before moving forward. And once that's done, we can start filling this in if still needed.
Okay. If that's the case and nobody has comments, we will report on the list by next Wednesday where do we stand, and we have 4 minutes to spare, and if nobody wants to use them, I give them back to the community.
Excellent. Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you all, and okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Thank you very much for the nice picture, Bart.
Thank you very much, Jane. This concludes today's call. You may now stop the recordings.